John 1 open, beginning the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 17th of February, 72. Channel 1 over, and the beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 17th of February, 72. Channel 1 over. Channel 1 over. And beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 17th of February, 72. Channel 1 over. And beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 17th of February, 72. Channel 1 over. And beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 17th of February, 72. Channel 1 over, and beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 17th of February, 72.
My beans, cooked them, had me some cornbread, and they were good. If I did cook them, they were good.
Did you put that onion in it?
In, you know, the way I do my onion, then I chop it up fine raw, and put it in my beans, stir it up, all of them up together, then get my bread and be a cook.
Oh, eat the onions and the beans raw.
Raw. You know I love onions. You and I used to plenty of times when I had a garden. Since I don't have no garden, I cut me a slice of onion and get me some bread, sprinkle a little salt on the onion, eat onions and bread.
That sounds good.
Well, it is good to me. Some folks say, well, you eat that, you'll eat anything. I said, there's plenty of things I won't eat, but I'll eat this.
Oh, that little fresh onion. I wish I had one of those little fresh onions right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like them. I love onions. And when they're fresh, you go pull them up out the garden. I wash the top. Oh, some folks won't eat onion tops. And I don't know why. But I love chop mine up. Have me some bacon grease on the stove. Get them washed and just dip them in there and let them smother a little while. Whew. I love that. Well, it's not much you can do this kind of weather. Nowhere.
Well, visting is the best thing.
Man.
Visting is the best thing.
That's right. I got to go see Bessie, too, sometime. Yeah, I never see her all day yesterday. Of course, she's all right, I guess. I see she's turned the goose out. Turn him out yesterday, and she turn him out today. Then James, he checks on her every day. And he comes in the evening, or mostly at night. He go up there. You see, he's had to go up there since I told him clean that heater out. Again, she's sitting up there. I reckon it doesn't mind. Then how bit of her. She's standing up there by the heater with her hands on the heater, just like that. So she sent for Buddy. He was so late coming in, I think it was the next day she sent for him to come to bed. He went up there that evening and cleaned the heat out good, fixed up fire. So I went up there the next day. She said, Buddy, clean the heat out. And I said, did? She said, yes, I didn't have a bit of fire. But she cleaned it out and made me a fire. I said, well, I said, ain't worth nothing, is it? I said, he can't do nothing. She said, he ain't got sense enough. I said, part of that's his line. He don't want to do nothing. I said, no, look like he could clean his heat out as good as Buddy. She said, oh, the smut was in there. Buddy said, no wonder you ain't got no fire. It can't grow. Then you done pushed the pipe up against the flue back there. And it can't get out. So she got her fire now. She had her fire. But I guess some folks is too solid. They just make themselves too solid. Now it's just some time she can catch up with Isaiah to get him to bring a few packages from the store. Well, I should be planning on him this evening. Ain't no telling what time you come tonight. Store's all closed. No, Miss Mark, I don't want nobody to stay with me. My one self's enough for me to be bothered with. I just couldn't be worried like that without a call. She told me the other day, she's talking about he didn't come in till, I think she said about 1 o'clock. She said, I cook, and he don't come after. It's 9, then he eat. So I cooked last night, and all the food is sitting on the stove. So I set it there where he can warm it if he wants, so he never touched it. I said, well, that's wrong. I said, if he ain't coming back, he should tell you. Then you'd know how to fix him. She said, I told him I'm going to quit cooking for him. I said, I ain't going to cook. Eat where you be. Groceries is too high to cook it up for the chickens and throw it out. Cause you don't come eat it. She said, I asked him, why did he come here to stay? Why he didn't stop to your house and stay? I said, he knows better. I said, he knows he wasn't going to stay there. She said, well, he could have stayed to Doris's, but Doris brought him up here and asked me if I was kidding. I said, well, it wasn't but 2 words to say, yes or no. So that's all. I said, if I didn't want him, I'd have told her then. She said, I told him, all right, but I didn't know it was going to be like this. I said, well, you got to try me. Find me out. if you want. So, but you can look at ours until he's too soft. She said, no, the wrong thing about him. He's got women's in his head. He just runs around here with these old women. I said, you know, a man gonna have a woman in his head and in his mind and all over it. I said, he's supposed to. He said, but they're supposed to have some sense about us. I said, they ain't got no sense enough. None of them got no sense. I said, he's got no sense, no principle, no respect for you. I said, if he did, he wouldn't do it. I said, he just don't know no better. I said, he think he right. I said, if he knowed he was wrong, best, I said, he wouldn't do like that. She said, well, he could tell me. Not me. I ain't gonna start with them. Miss Myers, you see somebody every day. Well, you should watch him and see how he's acting out there. That's what I do. Let's see how you do out there. Don't do like I think you should out there. That gives me to know. Days you don't need it in your house. I don't need no folders. Just like I told the agent. She said, Daisy, do you stay here by yourself? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, well, you shouldn't stay here by yourself. You ought to be able to get somebody to stay with you. I said, I don't want somebody to stay with you. She says, I don't work at the welfare place, but I do know some folks that do work there. And I'm going to see if I can get you some company. I said, don't worry about it. I said, I tell you, you know, you start folks to stay in region you think you accommodating them. I said, but after they are there, why, they won't take over. You will be behind. You do what they say to us, and I can't take it. She said, get somebody about your age to stay with you. And I think you'd be all right. I said, yes, some of them is and some of them ain't. I know. That daughter got her daughter staying in to help her. He said the welfare put her there. Well, they pays her. So they tell me that they did. And she'd be better off with Miles there by herself. Son come in and look after and check on like he was before the daughter come. Since the daughter been there, Dora ain't got no voice over nothing. No, she ain't got no voice over nothing. Well, that worries her. She's told me more than one time she wished Clyde would have stayed in Miami. She said, they'd have been better off. I said, well, y'all won. She said, Minnie and Don's won. And I agreed. Said, but I could still do my little cooking. Minnie, she'd get my clothes and wash. I don't need nobody nursing me. She says she nearly runs me crazy. Oh. I said, well, you can't get rid of her. She said, after after they got us here, I just hate to tell them I don't need her. Take her out the door. I said, if she was worrying me like that, I wouldn't mind telling her. I'd rather be here by myself. Me and her don't get along too well. And I'd rather be by myself, because I'm too old to be worried all the time. Mm-mm. Some folks just feel like they got to have somebody to stay with you. You don't have to have somebody to stay with you. And I tell them, I said, they're the best right over there. I said, if anything, him, I believe I can haul out of them.
Isaiah isn't doing her any good.
Man.
Isaiah isn't doing her any good.
Not a bit. He ain't doing her no good. But I believe she hates to tell him she don't need him. Now she took him in there herself. Didn't nobody tell him to go there. Donce told him, say, go to Miss Bessie, and maybe she'll give you a room, rent you a room. Well, he said he'd pay her $10 a week to stay there. Well, money ain't all of life. I'd rather be without your money and have my pleasure. I ain't got no money. And I ain't got nobody worrying me, neither. I tell him one thing, I say, I ain't hungry. I say, I don't be hungry. I be broke, but I don't be hungry.
Well, I'm glad to know he pays her something.
Well, now I tell you where I got from. She told me what he pays her, $10 a week. To stay there. Well, he get behind with his payment. Well, then, on top of that, he borrows her money.
Oh.
Yeah, he borrows. She loaned him $10-$15 at the time. Don't tell her I owed you. I said, well, why would he want your money? And no, you ain't hidden a lick. You got nothing to depend on but your check. Mm-hmm. Here it comes. She said, I paid the more it out. Well, the children used to send the song, and that was. But she ought not to worry about that. She said, used to be so. Then I got in need and kind of tight, I could write my children to send me $10 or $12 or whatever I asked for, they sent it. But I ain't got nobody now to ask for nothing. I said, I ain't neither. I said, all my children live in nothing, but they don't mean me nothing. They don't. They don't have a quarter to hand me. Now one of them, now. I said, all of them making big money. So they tells me. I said, I could make $10 and $12 a day. I said, I'd do anything I want. I said, they can't do nothing but make a debt and stay in it.
Gets behind in his payments.
Well, he do. And she said she had to give him a good going over one day last week. He owed her new one pay. So she told him. So now, I'm just got to have my money. So I need it, and I just got, you just got to pay me. I said, well, when you get this, I said, don't loan him no more. I said, you ask him. So now, I said, you know, I don't make nothing. And she said, he said, he don't make all that much. I said, well, that's not your responsibility if he don't make it. I said, you don't make none. She said, I think she said, he said, he gets $100 every week. No, every 2 weeks. And she said, he said, the company takes out what they want and then they give me what's left. I said, that's what they do to everybody. I said, they ain't doing nothing to him that they don't do to the rest of them. I said, well, folks got sense. I said, they live out of what they give them, what the company sends. She said, he say he bring home about $100 something. I said, what he do with that? She said, I don't know. I don't know what he do with it. The old car got out of fix, so she had to loan him money to get it fixed. I think his Baptist give out some money. I said, well, when they work, how come they don't look out for them days? I said, when they get their money, they know they're going to have to go to work. They're going to try to go to work. I said, why they let the car break clean down before they try to do something about it? I said, then depend on borrowing. They get it. They get back to you when they get ready. I don't care how bad you need it. You don't get it till they get ready to get to you. I just don't understand. There's one thing I understand. They not come in my house. I ain't gonna keep none of them in my house. And I ain't gonna loan them my money. If I get old to any, I need it. And you tell me you're making $9, $10, $12 a day. I ain't making any. Then if I happen to get old to a little bit, I'm going to loan it to you.
Somebody give him that dog?
Oh, where he got that dog from? But I sure want him to came with me. That dog is a nuisance. I went out there yesterday evening to see what my clothes were drying. He had one with sheets down on the ground. He's standing on part of it, and just shaking the up. I looked up, there was a sweater hanging up on it. He done clammed up there and got that sweater and tore half of it off. Had it scattered all over the yard. So I told Doris, I said, Bessie said, she's going to have eyes there to get that dog. Oh. I said, I missed him one day. I said, last night when I went home, he was laying out there on the sofa. Doris said, she said she's going to him. I said, well, you just have to get Buddy to carry him. She said, ain't none our dog. I said, ain't none our dog. I said, we're tearing up our stuff. So I said, Buddy came. I bet he don't come back. I think he's cared about four and ain't him come back yet.
He's out there on your sofa.
His own dog's sofa.
Well,
a sweater. I just tore it up.
Tore it one side, does it? Tore the sleeve out. I don't know. I see part of it all or scattered over here. I still had no business bringing that dog here. You see, we done got rid of all the dogs. Yeah. So now what do you want to bring here now? We ain't got a dog, no dog there but Arthur's dog. They come around and meet Buddy. Because Buddy feed them. You feed them. If you don't feed them at night, you feed them in the morning. But they don't know where he gonna feed them at. So they'll come up there. Well, if he gonna feed them in the morning, he'll get the box and he just scatter the feed, just make a line of it. That's where the dogs and chickens can all eat it together. Well, I don't know where Arthur is. I don't see him. Last time I seen him, he sure was thin. Just looked like drying. When I asked Bessie, I was, she told me he was so thin. I said, well, wonder why. I said, he ain't working, is it? She said, I don't know what he's doing. I don't see him. And don't hear nothing from him.
He must go that other way all the time.
He must have. Because I don't believe he's staying there in that house that close.
That's the first time Isaiah has done anything like that, bring that dog, and just leave it.
That's right. He didn't need that dog. Bessie said, she asked and said, well, what you bring that old dog here for? You don't need no dog. So he said, he got good blood in him. I don't care how good his blood is. Ain't nobody daddy uses blood. Bessie don't hunt. If he don't hunt. James don't hunt. Ain't nobody daddy uses dog. All the James boys is gone.
And Isaiah don't hunt.
Mm-mm. I think Bessie said, he said he hunts, but he don't come home. He hunts back that way somewhere, she said.
Oh.
Of course, she said that he told her he caught a nice, he killed a nice possum, but he gave him to somebody. Said she told him, said, give them all of them. They don't bring none.
No, he went, she could use some of that fish.
Oh, yes. He don't catch no fish. Maybe he'll start to catching some, right?
And you don't think Isaiah, he no carpenter, he couldn't put up a little surf.
He ain't no good for nothing, his assy. Nothing. I said one thing, he don't stay home. Now he called Bessie his home. Of course he's dead. He don't stay there long enough to do nothing for her.
Yes.
As I told him, I said, well, just don't bother. I said, ain't one thing I could tell you. Tell him, I said, you have to get you another room. I said, that's all I know to tell him. She said, I hate to tell him that. Said, he ain't got nowhere to go. I said, he didn't have nowhere to go till he come here. It was really down there. How come he couldn't stay there?
Well, she got all that house there.
Hmm?
Yeah, she got plenty of room.
Plenty of room. But he can't stay there. She got a plenty of room and she ain't got no more. And her and Clyde and Ray. Me. You know, she wouldn't let Sherman stay there. No, no. Now Moses, he stayed there a while, huh? Until they could get him in the hospital. Well, when he went to the hospital and come back, he didn't, he was on welfare on something. He wasn't able to work. Well, he stayed there for a while then. Well, you see, Moses, he got a room, had a room there from his boyhood. Well, you see, he never did matter. He went to service for a while. But when he comes back, he had somewhere to come.
I didn't know that's where he was staying.
Hmm?
And that's where he stayed.
He moves. Down there where Clyde is. Yes, sir. He had a room on this end of the house. The last room. And this, that was his room.
That's his room. Yes, sir. Well, did Willie cook for him?
So did Willie cook for him? Oh, yeah. She cooked for him.
You know, I keep thinking, Miss Daisy, about that little syrup shed. It just ain't anything to it, you know. Well, gee whiz, it wouldn't take anything to put up a little syrup shed. And then you wouldn't have to wonder what the weather's going to be.
No, sir. I wouldn't, but maybe. Now, if I could get my boy down here a while, he'd put it up. Me and him, he could almost put up ice there. But I can't catch him. And come Sunday morning, I think full late, Sunday should go and brought me a big load of wood, good wood. Now he promised me he's gonna bring me some wood this week. I ain't seen him yet. Of course, all that ain't gone. But he may still bring it. But he ain't brought it.
Well, he could put up that little surf shed and. Well, he could put that up. Hour or two.
Mm-hmm.
Way he works.
Mm-hmm.
upset Aunt Saint about it, does he?
No. It sure would be nice.
And I would love it.
Yes, sir. You wouldn't even have to look up at the sky, Miss Daisy, when you went out in the morning. You could just...
But you know, folks can do if you ask them, and it said it will. It'd be so long you'd be forgotten.
Yeah.
No, they don't get in no hurry to do nothing for you.
Yeah.
Favor them. Mm-mm.
Anybody, now, it looks like Isaiah, if he's short of money, he'd borrow it from James or somebody like that.
Well, he ain't gonna get nothing from James. He don't get nothing from James. He used to borrow some from Doris, but he's so slack about paying them. He can't get nothing there. No. Barry, he's gonna pay it back Friday. It'll be months before he pays it back. He never asked me to loan him now.
Oh, hadn't?
No. He never asked me to loan him. Dying.
Wonder why.
I think he can look at me and tell he ain't gonna get it.
But Miss Bessie's just, she's an easy mark for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She just hand him his purse and tell him to take mm-hmm. what he needs. Well, Miss Daisy, anybody gets in a pinch now and then, you gotta have a little money now and then.
Oh, yeah.
You know, them food stamps, a lot of times, you see, you get caught on that. Did you ever get caught on that?
Get caught, huh?
Well, you know, you haven't quite got enough money to get stamps.
No, I'm caught enough like that. I ain't gonna be able to get no stamps this month.
This whole month?
Cause, you see, I won't have no money till my check comes.
Yeah.
So, I'll just miss this month and hope to be able to get some next month. But I can't get none this month. James told me. He said, well, I'll see. I don't know just how he had that thing. But anyway, I know he said this. I'll see what can I do. If something, I don't know what it was, can I get your stamp Friday? That's just like pouring water on the ground.
That if?
If I didn't get none till he got them, I wouldn't get no more. He don't have nothing, Mr. Miles. That's what he say. He don't have nothing. He always wants to borrow something from somebody. Of course, he don't worry me. You know what I mean? I ain't got that. But you see, tomorrow is Friday. If he ain't gonna get nothing done today, he won't get it done tomorrow.
That if
is a crooked letter, but to have to use it in heap of places.
as a crooked F.
But I don't worry about it. I don't worry. You know, when I do what I can do, I try to make myself satisfied.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like it was back in the Roosevelt days, Miss Daisy. Mm-hmm. Everything was mighty cheap. You could just get a big meal for 30 cents. I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I was up there then. The only trouble was, a whole lot of the time, I didn't have the 30 cents.
Uh-huh.
So I just had to get some pork and beans or something.
That's right.
Now, there's food stamps, what you need for that, you see. Some people, that wouldn't be much, would it?
Mm-mm.
But if you ain't got it, it's a whole lot of money.
Yes, sir.
You've got a hell of a... You have to have a right smart to get them stamps.
That's what I'm talking about. And you never know what you're going to have to pay for them till you go to get them. They's up and down, and they changes around so much. Now, so like James asked me, said, what you pay for your stamps? I said, different prices. I said, people, whatever they tell me when I go there. I said, because I don't know. I said, I couldn't tell you to go there and get me so many stamps. When I go, they count them out. Well, they say, Miss Daisy, your stamps are so much and so much. I said, well, it wasn't that when I was there before. So I don't know. Now, she told me in May, they gonna make some more changes in May. You see, when I went up there, they done moved the stamp place over to the welfare place and got a big new welfare place. But James, he knows all the places. That's what I like for him to take me. So he carried me over there. Well, I went down here to her office and she started to give me some papers to sign. I told her, I said, now I can't see so well, and I can't read that well. So she took them back and put them over there. But now, when they sent me up there to the welfare office, I told them that same thing. So one moment said, well, we'll fix it. Said, that's what we are here for, to help them can't help themselves. So she fixed it off, whatever they had to have. And then she gave me a little slip like that. Oh, I'm about to go right round there somewhere. Show it to that woman. Then she'll look at it and give me another one. About like that. You go right down there. That's where you get your stamp. Miss Ma, you know I'm too old to be going through all that stuff.
All them little slips of paper.
I don't know what was on them, because I just kept them right round there, right round there.
But it seemed like it was important to them.
That's right. Well, now when I went up there, Monday or Thursday, what day that was, must have been Thursday. When I told you, they told me to go to the welfare board and come a check. don't open it, don't look at it. You take it to them.
Now, this was the welfare board?
Huh? They told me to carry it to the welfare board. That's where I carried it. Well, I seen two women around there. One was over there, one over here. So, well, I didn't know who to give it to. They told me to tell it, so I give it to one. She said, well, the woman that takes care of this, she's not working today. She might come in later. Like that. So she showed it to this one up here. She said, I don't know a thing about that. I don't know nothing about it. So then, she get it back to me, and I brought it on back home. And I cashed it. So now, they all there together, and they don't know whether that's going to work. Whether they ain't going to work. They don't know what to do with it. Well, all I know to do is bring it home.
And then go back up there.
Oh, yeah, but I ain't been back.
Go back up there and see if that lady has decided to come back to work.
See, if she decided to go back to work. Well, what does that mean to me?
Well, you have to go see if she's going to be there.
If y'all know who she was, I don't know nothing about her. I don't know who to ask. I've seen two. They couldn't help me, no. If I go back up there, I may not see them.
Now, Mr. Thrash's daughter told you to do this.
Yes, ma'am. Miss Ann. She's out there. Oh, about every 3 or 4 weeks. Now, she told me she'd be back out here in 4 weeks. Now, this is the 30s, so that she's supposed to be next week. Drink this coffee.
That's that old black breakfast coffee, let's say.
Good, too.
Good. Cold.
Mm-hmm.
Tastes better if it's good coffee. It tastes good when it's cool.
Mm-hmm. I know the man. He wouldn't drink hot coffee.
Yeah.
He drank his coffee cold. If it was hot, he'd put ice in and make it cold. So I don't want no cold coffee. I want my coffee hot.
Miss Daisy, when you get your stamps, what do? You got a little slip or something you take along with you?
Slip? See, I got a ticket.
Yeah.
Like that. I keep that.
Yeah.
When I go at my stamps, and then I get hit in short time. Can't get none without it.
Well, if James goes to get them,
I can give him the ticket. To get him. She had me to do that when she made the ticket out. She asked me, did I have somebody? If I wasn't able to come, did I have somebody I could send? I told her I had a son-in-law I could send. And she said, what is his name? I told him, so she put his name on the ticket too.
Oh.
So he can get him just good as me.
And the last time you got them, they cost you, that's up around $30, wasn't it?
$30? Uh-uh. I ain't never paid that much. Last time I got mine, I think I paid about $12, I don't just remember.
Yeah.
Now, some of them, I think the more you get, the more you pay.
Yeah.
I know that's kind of it. Now, I know these folks over here, Mary White, that daughter that takes care of her, she said when she went, that was on this last time. Said the woman told her, well, Miss White, your ticket will cost you $33 or $30-something. Said she told her, I won't get no. So I'm just not able to pay that for them. So I just have to leave them. Said the woman asked her, said, well, what can you pay? Said she said, I can't pay much. Just like that. Said the woman looked at her. She walked her. She said, well, I tell you, said $28 is low as I can put it. She said, Miss Davin, I had to pay $28 before I could get any stamp at all. Said, but I tell you the truth. So I have to eat like I been. If they gonna go up like that, said they don't help much. But they helped. What? So you ain't got it. It don't help you. That's where the trouble come in. You ain't got the money to pay for them with.
Yeah, it don't matter whether it's $12 or $28. If you
haven't
got it.
If you ain't got it.
Do you get them once a month?
Now you can get them twice. You can get half of them one time. Half of them another time. But you got to get them all in that month.
Yeah. Miss Daisy, what did you need that marriage certificate for?
Needed to prove that we were married so I could get Ben's Social Security. That's what they said. And I ain't found it yet. So I told him I wasn't going to worry myself to death about that. It's Ben's money, and they know it's his money. They know we must have been married as long as we've been here. And we must so. Some of them asked her for some old insurance papers. Suddenly, but she finds and carries that up there to some of them. Now, she said the woman she gave them things to told her, said, that's all I need. Said, but it'll be some time before you hear anything from
it.
It'll be some time. So more than likely to be about 8 weeks. And then you hear. But I said, well, I guess she know. This is one thing I know we sure got to wait.
Well, now I didn't know that she took the insurance papers.
Yes.
Well, that's what I was going to suggest. I understood that would help.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. But I don't know none of them women up there. Don't know nobody. But I know one thing. All I talked with, it was mighty nice.
let me see, Miss Daisy. Where you go to get your food stamps?
I can get them now at the welfare office. They got two places you can get them. Me around there to that place where we first started getting them. But now you can get them at the welfare place. They got an office there. You can get them. That's where I got my last one.
You can get them at the welfare. But that's not where they send you your check for Social Security. That's a different place.
That's a different place. Social Security place is a different place. It's away from there altogether. Because somebody says they're going to put it all together.
Yeah.
And you get your Social Security instruction right where you get your welfare instruction. I said, well, why they want to mix so much of it up together? I said, the welfare place is too big for me. I said, the Social Security place is too big. I said, I don't know.
You don't want to be on the welfare.
I tell you why. If somebody won't do right, and I don't know who it is, so I wouldn't know who to go to. Now, this woman, Betsy, told me that this woman insisted on her to get somebody to wash for. So she mentioned me to the woman. So the woman told us, well, if you can get Miss Wright to do your washing, so we'll pay you. So we will pay her as much as $10 a month to wash for her. And she ain't paid that dollar. According to Bessie, she ain't paid that dime. When Bessie did get a check this month, she got a $4 check. That's what it was. And that was Bessie's check. That wasn't Daisy's check. $4. I said, well, I thought they give you more than that. She said, no. I said, that's all. $4. And she gets her Social Security check. Well, I said, that's a good thing. I said, cost you share $4. Wouldn't pay you to go to the store. That's all. Well, Billy ain't got to get but two things. Get you a little sugar, a little coffee, things like that. So she said she was going to talk to her. I said, when? She said, whenever I can get up there. I said, it ain't on the eat. I said, you done talk with. I said, you told me that she told you if you get somebody to walk, she'd pay. I said, she ain't paid it in that time. I ain't got no pay for once since I've been watching. Well, this is waiting on the woman. And I'm waiting on Bessie. So, Bessie ain't had it. She didn't have it. She was to pay me $10. So Bessie said, well, Bessie got that $4 check. Bessie gave me that. When Bessie got her Social Security check, she gave me that receipt. I said, well, you ready? She ain't gonna pay you, Bessie? She said, I don't know. She said, but I'm gonna pay you. I said, well, I tell you what I'd rather do. Just go ahead on and wash your clothes. And whenever you get a little something there, wash. Then you give me something. I said, I won't put no price on it. I said, I'm not gonna do like she did. I said, I ain't gonna price it. I said, if she ever decides to pay me anything, I said, I'll thank her. I said, but I'm not gonna discharge Bessie as nice as she been to me just cause she won't pay. Well, she is, she's able to pay. That welfare board is able to pay. But they pay who they want, and them they don't, they don't.
Miss David, you so dressed up this morning.
So dressed up, because I thought I was going somewhere. Wait about 30 minutes after I get home.
She wasn't sure last night that she wouldn't have to go to town with us. Because I told her that we didn't think we'd have to go to town if we just find out a little more about what she'd done. Now this insurance paper, that will help out. We can say that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I guess I'm better get home now and undress and get to work. Looks like the sun's gonna come up.
And when you get you can, it might dry a little bit, enough for you to iron.
Yes, and that's what I said. The sun doesn't kind of come out. I'll go in and shake them open. Well, you know, when it rains and the wind blows, it wraps itself together. So I'm going to loosen them. Well, I enjoyed my little visit.
Miles speaking. How could I catch James Stoyer?